September is over, and that used to signal the end of wildfire season. But as 2017's massive Thomas fire showed us, wildfires can range on well into December. And firefighting has gotten a lot more complicated. There's drought and housing developments. Six California firefighters have been killed on the job so far this year. It's a number that isn't falling, unlike in other parts of the country. My co-host Carrie Klein reports on why the stark difference.
Walking near Grant Grove in Sequoia National Park, it doesn't take long to find clods of dead trees, some shriveled by bark beetles and others charred by the 2015 rough fire. As I head down a trail with Park Information Officer Rebecca Patterson, we come across a blackened tree that's fallen and blocked the trail.
We have an evidently burned snag that fell across the trail. We call standing dead trees, we call them snags.
Trees that are dead or damaged are unpredictable, erratic. They don't fall the way living trees do. This unpredictability is likely what killed Brian Hughes, a hotshot firefighter with the National Park Service who died while battling the Ferguson fire in July. Patterson says his crew was working on a small spot fire near the main blaze.
They were dropping a tree that was maybe on fire in the spot fire, or maybe just like close to it in a way that was compromising their firefighting. And that tree struck Brian and killed him.
Patterson's also a firefighter, and she's worked with Hughes.
It's obviously an incredibly traumatic event for that crew and for the park as a whole.
Hughes was a casualty of worsening firefighting conditions in California, which add drought-addled forests and homes built in fire-prone areas to a terrain that's already difficult to navigate. Lucas Spellman is a battalion chief in Riverside with the State Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, or CAL FIRE.
We do train a lot to try to mitigate all of the hazards that we can, but obviously it is a dangerous situation to be in.
Each year, on average, a few dozen firefighters die fighting wildfires in the U.S. In California, that number is closer to five. And really, with tens of thousands of firefighters out in the forest each year, it's amazing more firefighters aren't killed in action. Plus, the biggest on-the-job killer of firefighters isn't the fire itself. According to occupational safety data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the most common causes of firefighter deaths are vehicle collisions in burn areas and on roads, and overexertion. Most deaths are from trauma and heart attacks.
Our profession isn't just, you know, getting burned by the fire.
Across the U.S., wildland firefighter deaths have been falling. Over the last 25 years, the annual average of fatalities has dropped by about 30%. Steve Holzenbeck is the branch chief of risk management for forest and aviation with the U.S. Forest Service.
We have really developed an aggressive commitment to learning from accidents and near misses. And I think that's especially true within the Forest Service.
That safety record isn't quite as clear in California. Here, over the last 25 years, annual fatalities have, on average, held steady, even factoring out a horrific helicopter accident in 2008 that killed 9 firefighters in Northern California. Holzenbeck says that trend kind of makes sense.
On its face, the statistics do not surprise me.
Why? Fires are getting worse, here and throughout the West. Drought and higher temperatures mean more dry plants as fuel, bigger, more intense fires, and a longer fire season. All that means more risk to firefighters. Rick Swan is the director of Wildland Firefighting Safety and Response for the union, the International Association of Firefighters.
The number of opportunities that you have to get into trouble happen more so out in the West than they do in any other part of the United States.
Another big risk factor is human development at the so-called wildland-urban interface, where structures get built in fire-prone areas. It relates back to this central tenet to firefighting that every person I spoke with repeated to me. Risk a lot to save a lot.
Risk a little to save a little, and risk nothing to save nothing.
Firefighters will risk more for a human life than an empty house, than a stand of dead trees. But this development has mucked up that calculus. A consulting group estimates California has developed about 800 square miles of its wildland-urban interface, the second most development of any western state. When a lot is lost, like the life of Brian Hughes, I asked Patterson, does that spook firefighters away from fire lines and into other jobs? She said, sure, sometimes, but not as often as you might think.
It is definitely something that can shake up a firefighting community and even their broader community. On the other hand, I think that focusing on the dangers inherent of it, you lose sight of the fact that this is just a really rad, cool, fun job.
A rad job, but still not without its dangers. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Klein.